you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Well, hello there, friends. So glad that you're here. Can you believe that today is the last day of October 2013? Tomorrow's November already. Tomorrow, November 1st, 2013. Yeah, the last couple of months of this year of 2013. Next thing you know, it's going to be Christmas, and 2014 is coming up. I just need to stop talking. Hey, Fred, how you doing? My name is Joey Kroll. Yeah, the last day of October 2013. So good to be spending some time with you. And, friend, yeah, we do need to take advantage of every opportunity because, yeah, life is so short. We're just a vapor in the wind. So that's why we are called to be salt and light. Take advantage of every opportunity to be a light for Jesus. Amen. Wow, so good to be spending some time with you today. And how's the week coming along? You hanging in there? You doing all right? Well, I know lots of churches and Christian organizations doing a lot of Halloween alternatives tonight. And happening tonight, the Calvary Baptist Church in Monticello will be doing their Trunk or Treat between 5 and 6:30 this evening. Also, Gibson City Bible Church, of course, in Gibson City, they're going to be doing their Hallelujah Party tonight from 6:30 until 8. Lots of other great stuff happening this week as well, including Phil Keggy in concert next weekend. Of course, the Christian artist, he's going to be in concert next Saturday night at the First United Methodist Church in Champaign at 7:30. So lots of great stuff. Take a look at our website, the event calendar page. Lots of great stuff on the way. GreatNewsRadio.org, GreatNewsRadio.org. And by the way, there's also the archive program portion of the website, so you can go back and listen to past archives, past programs of Mark and Friends, not just the Thursday edition, but, yeah, the Monday through Friday edition as well. So you have a chance to listen to some of your favorite programs if you remember. Oh, who was that person that was interviewed? Let's listen to that again or whatnot. You can take a look again, the archived program portion at the website, greatnewsradio.org, and just click on archives. Well, today we're going to be talking about an interesting word today, a word called priorities. Yeah, we're going to be taking a look at what Scripture says about priorities because each and every day, friend, you and I have to make decisions, but we got to have some wisdom when it comes to making decisions, making sure that we have our priorities in line. So we'll be talking about priorities from Luke chapter 10 coming up right after this, right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends, right here on Great News Radio.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, our needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God. Trials and temptations, is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer.
Priorities. And sometimes our priorities are, well, let's just say out of whack at times. And I know I sometimes have my priorities out of line. And when they are, I'll tell you what, that's when things collide and situations happen. Well, if you have your Bible today, I hope and pray you have a chance to turn to Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to 42. Probably one of my favorite passages. Luke chapter 10, verse 38, it says, "As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet listening to what he said, but Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and said, 'Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do all the work myself? Tell her to help me.'" Verse 41, "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." Well, friend, Jesus frequently visited homes along his journey. For example, Zacchaeus invited Jesus into his home in Jericho. Matthew invited Jesus to his home in Capernaum. Simon Peter invited Jesus to his home in Capernaum as well. Martha also welcomed Jesus in her home, as we're reading here. See, it's interesting that Martha did the inviting. It would be additional work to entertain Jesus and his disciples. Last I checked, he had 12. So 12 plus 1 equals, come on now, 13. I'm so proud of you. So Martha worked to feed and care for the men's physical needs. And sometimes we get the indication from this story, by the way, that Martha, or Mary, that is, Mary was the more spiritual sister. But what Martha did was incredibly spiritual. Because she invited Jesus in her home. Hospitality, friend, shows God's love. Did you know that? Martha also had the right motive in wanting to serve others. In fact, Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4 says, "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourself, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of others." So she followed, Martha we're talking about now, she followed a biblical command to consider the interests of others ahead of her own, according to Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. So friend, just out of curiosity, which of the two sisters do you relate to the most? You know, I would love to say I am just holy and I just spend so much time in prayer with the Lord and I would love to say I'm a Mary. But sometimes I can be a Martha, actually most of the time, get caught up in the details and the tasks, and those are needed. And we're going to talk about that. But sometimes I can put, watch this now, being punctual or tasks over people. Something I struggle with sometimes. Not all the time, but that's a struggle for me at times. You know, friend, most of us go to great efforts to entertain guests in our home. We can understand why Martha was upset. There was work that needed to be done. Martha was preparing for a suddenly planned visit of 13 hungry and tired men at her house. And one of those men, by the way, was Jesus. So can you imagine? Can you imagine preparing a meal for? So you wanted to make sure all the things were right. So we can understand where she's coming from. See, while Martha completed her many tasks, Martha's sister Mary was absent from the kitchen. The connotation I've heard people make was that Martha was the structure-driven personality, and Mary may have been a little, well, shall we say, lazy, some people say. Now, we don't necessarily get that from this event. Mary may have been found helping her sister in the kitchen on most days. And what we see from this particular event, on this particular visit, focused on simply enjoying the presence of Jesus. The phrase, at the Lord's feet, is a strong phrase because it indicates a posture for learning. She was gleaning from the teaching of Jesus. The customs of that day, by the way, it was kind of interesting, shunned many women from learning. So women were exempt from studying the Torah, which were the five first books of the Bible in it, basically. And this was a huge opportunity for Mary that she would only have a few times in her life to take advantage of. Of course, we know Jesus was probably tired and hungry from traveling and teaching. It would seem wrong to ignore his needs or not care for his comfort. See, without the help of Mary, Martha baked the bread, set the table, and prepared the meal. And she apparently grew more frustrated the longer she thought about her sister sitting rather than helping. I can imagine, by the way, as I read this story in Luke chapter 10, maybe just Martha just getting all kind of flustered about it. You know, maybe banging the dishes a little too loud so that Mary will get the point. Get over here. So this was a family conflict that was happening. There was work to be done to care for the guests. It had to be done if people were going to be fed properly, right? That was Martha's position. But at the same time, Jesus was the busy one, on the go, Son of God. He wouldn't be there for long, right? That was Mary's position. Both women focused on good things. You do know that, right? Mary wanted to spend time with Jesus, and Martha wanted to prepare food for Jesus. They both focused on good things. The conflict that they had was over noble matters. So this isn't a passage about right or wrong. It's a passage about priorities. Did you get that? This passage from Luke chapter 10 isn't about right or wrong. It's a message about priorities. Often our choices, friend, of how we spend our time can cause conflict with others who would make a different choice. Our conflict may be our spouse over how we're going to spend a weekend. It could be with our work or whether to work overtime or go home early. It might be on our own schedule, determining that we can and cannot do with our time. See, every day we make choices based on priorities. That doesn't make the other choice wrong. It doesn't mean that we don't have to do this or don't have to do that, and we're a bad person for making that decision. It isn't always about right or wrong as much as it is about good and better. I like that Jesus didn't ignore Martha's concern, by the way, because in John chapter 11, we find out that Jesus loved both Martha and Mary. So instead of overlooking Martha's concerns, Jesus narrowed in on it. Jesus brought a perspective to the conflict between Mary and Martha by reminding Martha that when picking options of how to best spend her day or spend her time on this particular day, in this precise moment, Mary chose the better option. Martha was not doing wrongly. Caring for Jesus' physical needs was good. But on this particular day, during this particular visit, sitting to learn from Jesus was the priority. So, friend, as you go about your day today, as you prepare for a brand new month, which, of course, tomorrow is November already, how are you going to start and make your decisions? Are you going to spend your alone time with the Lord? Or are we going to get caught up in tasks and responsibilities and forget about the Lord? See, tasks and responsibilities are not a bad thing. The Bible talks about clearly you reap what you sow. You gotta work. But when it comes to priorities, well, what is your priority? Who is your priority? When was the last time you spent some time at the feet of Jesus in prayer and reading His Word? Ask yourself that question. Take a second to really process that. Some of us, we can say this morning. Some of us, we can say this week or this past week. But some of us, it's been a while. How are you, friend, going to grow in your faith if you're not getting into the Word of God, if you're not spending that alone time with God? Think about this. We live in a country that isn't necessarily chasing the things of God. But what if one day Bibles become outlawed and you're never able to read your Bible ever again? What if they banned him? What if they banned Bibles? And he never had the chance to read the Word of God ever again. There's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with the Martha mentality. The getting work done, tasks done. But God wants to know, where are your priorities? Did you forget about spending time with me? Or is he number one on your list? So, friend, let's make a declaration today, from this day forward, from this minute forward, from this second forward, we're going to walk. We're going to step into the right direction and making sure our priorities are number one. God is number one and everything else is number two. And let's spend some time sitting at the feet of Jesus.
I need thee. Every hour, most gracious Lord, no tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Thank you.
That's right. You are listening to the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends right here on Great News Radio. It's Joey spending some time with you today. And friend, thank you so, so much for just for letting me spend some time with you today. And as we discussed priorities, and sometimes it's so easy just to drop the ball. Sometimes we get into those seasons where we just continuously drop the ball and forget about the bigger picture and what's really important. So, friend, I just encourage you in Jesus today to let's make sure our priorities are in line. Amen. Well, thank you so much for just letting me spend some time with you today. Don't forget, hey, it's the Friday edition of Mark and Friends tomorrow, because tomorrow is Friday, and tomorrow's November 1st. I can't believe it, so hope you can join us for the Friday edition of Mark and Friends, 7:32 a.m., and again for the rebroadcast at 7:32 p.m. Central Time. Until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.